That's as far as we can go with this van, and it's just 5 minutes walk the restaurant from the we're going to drop off. We walk straight to the restaurant because it's already 1 o'clock. I think this is the best time to have something to eat. And then we talk about the rest of the program for this afternoon. We're going to have a little stroll through the square. Then after we go through the souks. Lunch is in a restaurant called Palais Arab. The Arabic Palace. Lovely house. Good food. Yes, then after the stroll of the square and the souks, we meet our driver on the other side. We never go same way, so we go deeper, so to discover more of those artisans and crafts and to see more of life. And don't hesitate whenever you have time to go back to the square late in the afternoon. Another day, if you, I don't know how many days you have here, but if you have a few days, I'll show you, I'll point for you, there are terraces overlooking the square. The best one that gives the view and you can get all life is called Café Glacier. Café Glacier in French. I'll show it to you.
That would
I'll point
be nice
it to you.
To do on Tuesday,
in case you wanna
yeah.
go back. So this square for me, it's much more than a square. It can be a lecture hall, a dance hall, a zoo. Yeah, a zoo, because they have snakes, they have monkeys, there are a lot of animals used there to make a show by the entertainers. So it's a place where all the nerve endings of the city come together. In Arbobos, they have created that place just because they need somewhere to meet, to talk, to have fun. And that's how it was created. It's not like the sites we talk about. They have been built by the dynasties or by different kings at different periods. But this one is as old as Marrakesh, since 1062. Berbers, how they love to be with the others, how people they talk. You see a lot of people walking together. Not very few people walking individuals. Say 5-6 people walking together in the street. That's very Moroccan. If there is somebody who hate to be with people, this is the wrong place to live.
Residential area.
It's still shops. I've just seen another.
So anything left in this van is safe. You don't have to carry these bags with you because we're going to meet Hisham, our driver. We're going to meet him on the other side of the Medina after the walk of the souks.
I might leave my bag.
Yeah,
I think I will leave my bag. Yeah. I'll take my hats in case I get.
Any glasses?
Oh, yeah, well, mind you, I'll probably just as well take them about because I have reading glasses as well.
Have
you?
Yes,
yeah.
I
do. It's going to hurt me. It's the water that's the heaviest thing, actually.
Yeah.
I suppose if I had a drink of water now, I can buy a drink in the restaurant, you could leave this.
There you go.
Well, don't forget that the Kutubia Mosque is on your left side. It's very central. It's a very good landmark that high minority have been talking about. So the square is on your right, the Kutubia is on your left. A lot of people, when they are lost to know what is the square, they always rely on the tower. Okay,
you know,
here we go.
I was saying before that that other minaret was about 3 stories high.
Yeah.
Counted up, that's about 8. So it's huge.
So we're now sat in a restaurant where we have salad in to start with. Then chicken on the bone, which Helen kind of took off the bone, and oranges with cinnamon and biscuits for pudding. And now Mark's playing the drums.
very happy, yeah. And he's enjoying all the attention. People standing around and watching and clapping. Attempt at keeping a hold of the hat that he was wearing, but the musician has taken it back.
Oh. So what was your verdict on the restaurant? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did actually. It felt unhurried, the food was really nice, the service was very friendly and not rushed. And we actually got a decent bottle of wine this time.
We did.
Yeah.
Half bottle.
Half bottle. Yeah. Half bottle. So yeah, I'd give them 10 out of 10.
We're now outside of the restaurant. I was called to prayer, but it's stopped now. Beautiful and sunny. What's around us, Helen?
Right, well, it's not actually very picturesque, I have to say, because we're
it's
in a side street. Although it's interesting, because right ahead of us, somebody obviously lives there, and they've got all their washing hanging out on the line. And then to our right, there's a no entry sign. So it just goes into a smaller alleyway. And if we turn left, we head back to the main square, yeah. And there's a couple of other little restaurants alongside where the one that we've just eaten in is as well.
Okay, we're just going to go into the group.
Oh, are they over there? Yeah. Right. I'll come round this way. I'm just looking at the little girl we were listening to, with a French girl. She's now got a very colourful red and white hat on, and she's climbing into her pushchair.
Oh, probably tired.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Excuse me, you can hear more noise here, but we reached the second street, but this is much wider and it's considered the main one, so we did get left, as you see, so left, then we will go back another 10 minutes, we get to the square. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yellow.